From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello once again and welcome in the Saviour's name to our gospel broadcast. I'm glad that you're taking time to tune in, and I trust that you'll stay with us through the next 15 minutes as we let the Bible speak. Do remember that if you've been listening into our program and the Lord has been blessing His Word to your heart, then do write and let us know. Maybe you're just tuning in for the very first time. If that's so, we give you a special word of welcome. We trust it will not be your last time, but that you'll come and join us on a regular basis from week to week. It's our one desire in these broadcasts to let the Bible speak, nothing more and nothing less than that. And if we can get God's Word into our hearts and into our minds and follow what He teaches us in His truth, then we will know His blessing as we go from day to day on life's pathway. Letting the Bible Speak today is the Reverend Ivan Foster, and he's turning our thoughts again to Mark's Gospel. If you've been a regular listener, you will know that he's been preaching a series of messages from the Gospel of Mark. I trust that these messages are a blessing to you, and here is the Reverend Foster to Let the Bible Speak.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. We're delighted to have you join with us in our morning gospel program. We're turning to Mark chapter 6 and taking up again our study of the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. Mark chapter 6, and we'll begin at the verse 35. We've already read these verses, but it's very important that we read them again. Verse 35, Mark chapter 6. And when the day was now far spent, his disciples came unto him and said, This is a desert place, and now the time is far past. Send them away, that they may go into the country round about, and into the villages, and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat. He answered and said unto them, Give ye them to eat. And they say unto him, Shall we go and buy 200 pennyworth of bread, and give them to eat? He saith unto them, How many loaves have ye? Go and see. And when they knew, they say, 5. And 2 fishes. And he commanded them to make all sit down by companies upon the green grass. And they sat down in ranks by hundreds and by fifties. And when he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, he looked up to heaven and blessed, and brake the loaves, and gave them to his disciples to set before them. And the 2 fishes divided he among them all. And they did all eat, and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments and of the fishes. And they that did eat of the loaves were about 5,000 men. Amen, and God will bless this reading from His precious word. Now, we're going to play another hymn from the CD that we have been featuring in our morning programs. It's a CD put out by the Whitfield Choir, a choir of some 200 young people. They're going to sing for us this morning a lovely rendition of the 23rd Psalm.
Thank you.
as we turn to a further study of this wonderful miracle of the feeding of the 5,000, may I just remind you of what we have looked at already? We considered at the very beginning the power of the Lord Jesus that is demonstrated here by this miracle. It was the power of the Creator that was at work that day. The Lord Jesus brought into existence that which had not existed before. He had taken 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and he had fed a huge multitude with it. We considered also the abundance of Christ's supply. For when he fed that 5,000, he didn't merely give them a little each, but rather he gave them all that they could possibly eat. For there was much more left at the end of the feast than there had been at the beginning. 12 full baskets, large baskets, were taken up. And as I said, this was an act of creation, there being more at the end of the feast than at the beginning. But now we want to look at the use that the Lord Jesus Christ makes of the feeblest of instruments. The Bible tells us that God takes the things which are not, in order that he might advance his cause. He took Samson and the jawbone of an ass to overcome the enemies of Israel. He delivered Moses by the frail and feeble means of an ark made of bulrushes. And so this has ever been the way of God. The preaching of the gospel is, in the eyes of the world, a thing to be most despised. There never has been a generation in this world that ever did anything regarding the gospel other than to despise it. The wise men, the learned men, so-called, all looked down on the simple preaching of the cross of Calvary as the means of man's redemption. And here we have demonstrated in this miracle the use that Christ makes of the feeblest of means. Look at what we have here in this story. We are told in John's Gospel, chapter 6, verse 9, that Andrew brought a little lad to the Lord Jesus Christ, and he informed the Saviour that this little lad had 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. He was but a little boy, a young boy, and yet in the hand of this young boy there was that which Christ was going to use to the feeding of 5,000 men, and then add the women and the children after that. Again, that which the Saviour used was 5 barley loaves. Do you know that the barley loaf was considered by many Jews as being almost unfit for human consumption? Barley and that which was made of it was considered more animal feed than human food. Indeed, I understand that punishment rations in the Roman army was to feed the soldier guilty of a misdemeanor on barley bread. So here's something that is mean and in many ways despised, and yet that's what Christ used to the feeding of the 5,000. We're told in John chapter 6 and the verse 9 that there was but 2 small fishes. Just 2 small fishes. Why, that which the Saviour is about to take up becomes meaner every second as we examine the description given us here. And then we should notice that Andrew, when he brings the lad, it does so shamefacedly, for he says, "There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many?" He didn't believe that anything could be made of this meager supply. He expresses his doubts. He expresses his unbelief. And the world looks upon that which God has ordained for the feeding of the souls of men and says, "What use is it? What good is it? It's not sufficient." But men and women, it is sufficient. Just as Christ was able to take the 5 barley loaves and the 2 small fishes and feed 5,000 plus, so there is in the loaves
of gospel truths, that which will feed, satisfy, save your soul. The gospel is the bread of life. Those who partake of it, those who believe what is set forth in God's truth, those who take from God's hand His supply, will find salvation. May you feast on Christ today by faith, receiving Him as your Savior, and bless God, He'll take away the hunger of your soul. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday, at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.